The anticipation.
There it is.
Hey,
Hi, Miss Brown. How are you?
sis, I'm good.
You look very beautiful, by the way, I have to
Thank
say.
you. So do you, honey. So do
Oh,
you.
thank you so much. So we're here for Shape Island season two. I think you have such a lovely and natural voice for voiceover work.
Oh,
So
thank you.
you're welcome. So can you talk about really quickly how your involvement in Shape Island came about?
Yeah, I'd been a fan of the Shapes books by Mac Barnett and John Klassen. So I'd already been a fan. And then I heard that they were doing a stop motion animation show. And I was like, how do I need to get in? And I got a call and they said, you know, we'd love you to be the narrator. And I'm like, absolutely. You know, it was the easiest yes because one, I love voiceover. I absolutely love it. And then the chance to get to paint the picture, which is what the narrator does, is great. And then we got Harvey Guillen and Scott Adsit and Gideon Adlon who voiced the shapes. And I know their talent. I know how great they are. So I was just like, please let me work with these amazing people. So it was an easy yes.
That's wonderful. So, what was your favorite episode in season one?
Season one or season two?
In
We talk
season
about season.
one, where
Oh,
I
season.
want to know your favorite episode in season one, and then what can we expect in season two?
Ah, got it, got it,
Okay.
got it. You know, my favorite episode is anytime I got to kind of referee some foolishness amongst them. And there's a lot of foolishness. They're very different. And what's beautiful about Shape Island is it celebrates our differences. Instead of saying this one's bad, this one's good, there's no good or bad. It's just different. And you can find a way to, it's better to build a bridge than to build a wall, is what I say. And so I kind of love that this show is all about building bridges. So any episode where Square is being too serious, or, you know, Triangle is being a little bit too crazy and wild, or, you know, Circle's too in her brain. She's very ethereal. She's in her emotions and her feelings, and she doesn't emote as well as the others do all the time. And so anytime I get to kind of referee as narrator, their things was a favorite in the first season. It's hard to pick just one.
Yeah, I like that. Like square, of course, would be too square.
Yeah,
Too
too
like,
square. Square is being
yeah.
square. Yeah.
Let up. What have you? Do kids recognize your voice when you're out, or have
You
you been
know,
approached about it?
it's so funny. I've been amazed that people have recognized me out because I still wear a mask. I'm still a mask wearer. So I'll be out in the world and I'll ask, you know, can I get a double bag on that? And they go, that's Yvette. And I'm like, how do you know? I had no idea my voice has been around long enough where people can pick it out of a lineup, so to speak.
Girl, we
So,
know you. We know
girl, I'm shocked. I
why.
listen, I'm a kid from East Cleveland. I'm just happy to be here. So I'm just
You're
always surprised that anybody knows who I am, or especially from just my voice is crazy. So yeah, I do get kids that go, you know, they may not know exactly why they know me, but I do get the look sometimes when I'm out and about.
Yeah, like, wait a
Like,
minute
wait a
now.
minute. Like, who is I know her. Yeah.
Right. So, any fun things you could tease, I guess, would be for season two.
Well, you know, of course, I love the first episode back, which is narrator's episode. So we get to kind of find out what she thinks and how she would describe her own world, which I think is a nice little place to go. And then there's also a little sweet episode coming up with a little frog that visits the island and how the shapes respond to what happens when the frog appears. So that's always fun. You know, we have eight wonderful episodes, and I'm just so happy that this world gets to be expanded even more, and there's more for people to see and learn from this great show.
That's wonderful. So if you could spend a day on Shape Island, what would you do?
You know, I'm a new gardener. I feel like my friend Quentin, who put my garden in, is like, you're a new gardener. You know, I'm a good harvester of what Quentin has put in. So I think I'd spend my day with Circle in her garden. I'm also an introvert, and Circle doesn't talk that much. So I think I'd just enjoy quietly, you know, gardening with Circle. I would not. The Triangle has too much. There's too much ballyhoo and craziness, and Shape has too many rules. So
Yeah.
I think Circle would be the one that I would hang out with.
Okay. And so I guess my final question would be, has there anything, have you going through the two seasons, anything you haven't touched on yet that you maybe want to do in the next season?
Oh my gosh. I feel like in the two seasons we've had, I've really gotten to, you know, I announced a race. You know what I mean? Like we've gone, it's just so many things that I've gotten to do as the narrator. I can't think of anything that I haven't gotten to do yet, but I just want to do more of what I've already done. And I think that we should, I think that the frog visiting was nice. Let's expand it and see what happens when they interact with even more animals. And maybe another shape could visit. Maybe somebody mentioned earlier a rhombus. Let's bring a rhombus
That
up
would
in there.
be
What happens
interesting.
with a, you know, a trapezoid pops in?
Yeah.
Let's go, you know, I would love to see how they would interact with other shapes for sure.
Well, I think it's very important that this show continue, especially with children's programming kind of changing now.
Girl, girl.
Without getting too much into it, but
Let,
we
yeah.
need shows like this. So I really
Yeah.
appreciate you taking the time. I know our time's limited, so taking the time for us speaking with me
My
today.
pleasure, honey. Thank you so much. It
Thank
was a
you.
joy.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank
You
you.
too, sis. You too. Bye.